It's Hank FM and, well, trouble.
Oh, you in trouble, Doug Doug.
Yeah, they are. It's why.
It's why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Thanks. Why we can't have nice things, surprisingly, starts us on the Dallas side. I don't know much of this incident, but it was video. Fresh video that was caught over there after fresh concrete had been poured at the intersection of Ross and Pearl streets in downtown. But one Jeep Wagoneer said, I don't care. Drove right through it.
Oh, dear.
With the construction crew standing right there going, what are you doing?
What? I mean, did the entire crew notice him coming toward them and maybe use the slow or the stop sign that they have?
Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe a cone?
Not a road scholar, just a... Not a road scholar.
Look at you. Could there be anything more challenging than running a marathon? Mark Phillips, gauntlet has been thrown.
If you're running in a Cowtown marathon, let me know.
That already happened this
year. Okay. Mark. Jordan Adams and his brother Cyan, well, they ran the 26 miles with a 55-pound refrigerator on their backs.
That sounds like a plan.
And now plan to do 32 in 32 days. And it's all to honor their mother, who had dementia before her passing.
Man. With a fridge on the back?
For crying out loud. I mean, I love my mom.
I mean...
so good.
Yeah, no, it's not dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum.
No, let's just give them this.
Oh, you're in trouble, dum-dum.
They just need to run.
Better run.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah, see, you gotta run.
Let's go to the tale of a Lancaster County, Pennsylvania repairman. See, he was a roofer. He was working on a roof when he fell through the roof.
Oh, dear.
And then the ceiling.
Oof.
And he landed in the middle of the place he was putting a roof on.
Hi.
Which just happened to be the Forgotten Friend Reptile Rescue Center.
Ew.
Yeah, surrounded by a room full of reptiles, including snakes, lions, lizards, and stuff. He dangled for several seconds before he pulled himself up to safety.
What's his name again?
I would have given up.
Dum, 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 dum.
Indiana Jones was his name.
Oh,
it was really weird. I saw that documentary.
Yeah, Mrs. Ken Buckner.
What?
She's a lucky gal. Hmm. She's got a guy to do the laundry. But a Monty Fletcher, not so much. Cops were on a mission to find him and had a warrant. He was not in the mood to go to jail, so he hightailed it into the back of a red van and tried to outsmart the police by hiding under a pile of dirty clothes. They were still able to find him. Hmm. Maybe this would be a good prison job.
Yeah.
Fluff, fold,
there you
felonies.
Go.
A plus.
And now maybe we could wash him of his sins.
Dum, 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 dum.
The folding machine. Let's get the folding machine.
South Florida woman on a Delta flight from Miami to Atlanta recently was one of those people to cause a plane to turn back.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
Yeah. Shannon Marie Harris was arrested on trespassing charges after the plane had to turn back after she refused to end a phone call as they were doing all the announcements and taxiing and all the safety stuff that they do and the speeches they give.
On the phone.
Wouldn't end the phone call, wouldn't get off the phone. So they turned it around and went back where they started.
Are you serious?
And she was arrested. Yep. And then she didn't want to leave the plane as others were screaming for her to be at least a little considerate. No word on who she was on the phone with.
Well, just give us a ring.
Oh, well, okay.
I
talked to Chuck.
So we had the police car stolen after a jail release yesterday, but today it's an equal opportunity for our first responders. Richmond Johnson was released from a Boulder County, Colorado institution at 3:30 in the morning when he saw a fire engine, which looked to be a perfect Uber. He decided to drive it away, and he did not get away, but he did lead officers on a wild chase. And you got to go back home. Isn't that special?
Mm. Sure, that was real easy to drive there, buddy.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, let's go to back to Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. And the Columbus Division of Fire and their investigators are trying to figure out this, what they're pretty sure was an arson scene of a local business. Damages $30,000 and stuff like that, so... They wanted to talk to one William David Bush. He was a suspect in. And on the phone, he said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I used to work at that place, but I have no idea. I know nothing about a fire. And they're just like, well, just come on in. So he does. And he showed up. Maybe the singed eyebrows are the thing let investigators know that, you know some about this.
Dum, 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 dum,